Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I think what we did was we looked at gay travel and things that we liked about it and things we didn't like about it in many aspects. And we said, okay, let's take all the things that we're not huge fans of and change them and create the experience that we want. With that, I think comes the inclusion, because when you're two gay men starting a travel company for the LGBTQ plus community, you're already in the thick of it. We know what we want and what our friends want and people that are friends of ours in the community and allies want.
Hi, I'm Kelly Edwards, and this is Let's Go Together, a podcast from Travel and Leisure about the ways travel connects us and what happens when you don't let anything stop you from seeing the world. On this episode, I'll be taking a break as Tanner Saunders, Travel and Leisure's Experiences Editor, takes over once again to chat with celebrity couple James Vaughn and Jonathan Bennett, who in addition to celebrating their recent engagement, have started their own travel company catering to LGBTQ plus travelers. And now, over to you, Tanner.
Well, first, let me just introduce myself. My name's Tanner. I am the experiences editor at travelandleisure.com, which is definitely a dream job. I get to do some really fun things, but part of that is that I helped launch this podcast where we talk about people who travel in ways that are outside of the scope of how most people think about travel, which I think is a really cool opportunity for people to learn and hear stories from someone who's not quite like them. So that's why we have you guys. I think that trying to get some more representation from the LGBTQ plus community is super important. And so we're glad to have you all as a guest. My first question, though, is how have you both been lately during COVID and the world where we couldn't travel and then learning to retravel? How has that been?
Well, Tanner, first off, thank you for having us. We're so excited to be talking to you. And yes, your job is a dream job that we're all envious of.
That's James Vaughn talking, just so everyone knows the difference between the voices. James Vaughn's voice is that voice. My voice is this one.
I usually sound like I need a lozenge, and he sounds like he's hosting a TV show.
Thank you.
I mean, we could focus on what it was and what it was like and how uncertain it was and how all of us kind of felt maybe a little hopeless, very concerned. But instead, how cool is it now that the world is opening back up and that people are getting vaccinated and these opportunities to travel are now presenting themselves? I mean, that for us, if there's a word bigger than exciting, that's the word, because we finally get to travel again. I mean, this November, we get to go to Greece and we're thrilled because we didn't know if that was going to happen. And now it's happening.
Yeah, I think it's crazy that we are to this point now where we're getting to go when we had so much pent up time thinking about, oh, I wish I could be somewhere else. But the opportunity to take stock in where we were really helped us fine-tune our bucket lists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So shifting gears a little, and we'll come back to travel. But Jonathan, specifically for you, I was wondering, how does it feel to have been in a movie that defined a generation with Mean Girls and like with the trajectory of your career following like that? How has that lived out?
Wow. Great question. You know, it's a weird thing to be in Mean Girls. There's not many movies like it where it becomes such a part of people's lives. And to get to be in that is such a blessing, and it's such an honor to be a part of something that makes so many people happy. I was such a different person when I was in that movie. I played this like straight jockey, like cool guy, which is the farthest thing from me. So the world kind of grew up thinking they knew who I was. And so I think it's been the coolest part about the whole thing is to the past few years when I've been able to live my life the way I want to live it and been able to show other sides of me that majority of the world didn't know about. And I think doing that, getting to be in like the first Hallmark Christmas movie that had a gay storyline and be a part of these really cool things, like to go from being Aaron Samuels to then being on the cover of the Knot magazine as the first gay couple featured on the cover of the biggest wedding magazine in the world. That's such a drastic difference from what my life was like when I was 24. So it's really been a journey, and it's really turning out for the better, I think.
Okay, well then changing gears a little. James, I was curious if maybe you would start walking me through like your travel experience and then how you ended up on The Amazing Race and like what that was like.
Yeah, I think when you're the gay kid in a small town, all you want to do is see the world, right? All you want to do is get out and see as many places as you can. And so I've always had that bug. I've always had that desire to travel, the wanderlust. And I used singing to tour the world. That was the first thing I used to get to travel to Asia, to Europe, to all across the Caribbean, doing different shows. And that was when I really realized, yes, travel is definitely for me. This is what I want to be doing. So then when the opportunity to go on Amazing Race presented itself, obviously I wanted to do everything I could to make that happen, because I was like, here's a chance to see more of the world. Here's a chance to experience more culture. I think it's so important to put yourself in a place where you are not the majority, to put you someplace where you don't look like everyone else, where you don't speak the same language as everyone else. It really teaches you a lot about yourself, and it also teaches you how to be better to other people. And that's my favorite thing. You can always tell when someone has not done that. When someone has only been the majority, you can tell they behave differently. And so I figured The Amazing Race would be a chance to do that, hopefully, you know, 12 different times if we made it through every episode. And I did, which is really cool. And it really was a thing where I remember we finished the race and they said, describe the race in one word. And I went, it's amazing. Oh, that's why you call it Amazing Race. And since then, I mean, what was that, 2012? And I've just still been, you know, itching with that travel bug since. Jonathan and I travel as much as we can, as many places as we can. Then obviously pandemic happened. We were like, oh man, we're not gonna get to go anywhere. We'd always wanted to do something in the LGBTQ plus space with travel, because we just felt there was a space for what we wanted, the kind of cruising, the kind of adventures that we wanted, and the kind of vacations and travel experiences we wanted. So we took the time to team up with our travel industry expert buddy, Eric, and partner up to make this company Outbound that we are so thrilled and excited about, because we're gonna get to continue to check off more places on our bucket list and do it with our LGBTQ plus fam. And I mean, what a time for it. When all the world is finally getting to come out again, what a time.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, one, it's absolutely wild that you guys were able to launch this during this crazy time. When you think about a travel company that's specifically for a group of people, what is the takeaways that you had to learn to say like, okay, if we're going to do this, how are we making sure that we're being inclusive, that we're getting the right people to guide us a little? How did you even start to build the company in the first place?
Well, I think what we did was we looked at gay travel and things that we liked about it and things we didn't like about it in many aspects. And we said, okay, let's take all the things that we're not huge fans of and change them and create the experience that we want. With that, I think comes the inclusion, because when you're two gay men starting a travel company for the LGBTQ plus community, you're already in the thick of it. We know what we want and what our friends want and people that are friends of ours in the community and allies want. So the biggest thing I think for us was the difference in what our experience on outbound travel is and what a lot of the gay travel industry has a reputation for. So the gay travel industry has a huge reputation for being, you know, a floating circuit party for the cruise industry. Yeah, that like all night, all day, circuit party, floating circuit party at sea.
Which, if that is your thing, go for it.
We love that.
We applaud you. There is a place and a time for everything, right? We just feel like that's not for us. And so what is for us? What do we want to do when it comes to travel? And so, as Jonathan said, we tweaked those things that we liked from things where we had traveled, whether it was LGBTQ plus travel or just us traveling on our own. And we brought in those things we liked, we pushed out the things we didn't like, and we, you know, kind of amped up the things we did enjoy.
Here's the thing. We love a good ship. We want to go cruising. We don't want to go cruising with 2,500 people. For us, that's too much. So we reduced the boat size to about 200 people. So it's a more intimate experience.
And fully charter the ships.
We fully charter the ships. They're completely taken over. They become outbound ships. What we love is the idea of an intimate, more family-based experience, because we are all members of the LGBTQ plus community, and we want our experience to feel like you're a family in a community at sea. And so the first thing we did was we reduced the size. And the second thing we did was what we loved about the ships is we loved going and seeing the destinations, but what we love most is getting off the ship and getting out in the world and seeing everything. So we said, let's not make our ship a crazy circuit party. Let's make it a vessel that has fun boutique experiences
and amazing food
and relaxation. Like, we don't need to party till 6 a.m. because we're just, to be honest, we're old and tired. And we're like, I just can't do it anymore. Like, I'm exhausted. And there were so many people that felt the same way. And absolutely no shade or anything to people that do want to do that. That's great. If that's your cup of tea, go for
it. Congrats on the energy.
Yeah, congrats on the energy. We don't have that energy. So we were like, what if it was just a boutique experience and a cruise that went around that had a sense of community on board, and you got to play, like, there's, for our entertainment, we have RuPaul's Drag Race girls, Jackie Cox, Jan, and Heidi in Closet. They're going to be on board, and they're going to be our entertainment doing drag brunch at sea. Everyone loves a drag brunch. It's just the right amount of fun. It's not too crazy. It's not too boring. It's just right. So that's the energy we locked into. So
and then we've got like comedians and other singers and stuff on board as well to do entertainment. But again, it's about creating those boutique experiences on the ship that also, yeah, you feel like you get to know people. Like,
well, I was intrigued. You had me at Heidi in Closet, who I think, who wouldn't want to be on a boat with Heidi in Closet? She's just, I think, one of the funniest queens to come out of the show.
She is one of the funniest people in the world. And let me tell you, we've got to spend a lot of time with her because she is one of our headliners of Outbound Travel for the Greek Isles trip, November 1st to the 7th. I think she just got such a fun, just engaging energy when you're around her, that when you're in her presence, you can't not have fun. And I think that's why we're so excited to have her on our ship, hanging with our guests, hanging with everyone, just having a great time, because she just makes you feel happy.
Yeah, we're all about creating an approachable experience on board where everyone feels like they're part of the family. If you're ever a person that thought, oh, gay cruising isn't for me because I won't fit in with this clique or that clique, that's what Outbound was created for. There's no cliques. It's all about just creating our family on board where everyone is welcome. So we're bringing on these queens that are fun, that people love, that they know have a history of being really friendly and really welcoming. That's what's just so important to us. Jonathan talked about like us getting older. Like, it is important that we have that sense of community. Our circle of friends doesn't just look like gay men in Speedos. Our circle of friends looks like we have, you know, friends 70s, 80s. We have lesbians, trans friends, so many different friends that were like, where's the vacation experience for all of us? Where would we go? And we would feel like this is for us, so we created it.
We're taking a quick break, and when we come back, James and Jonathan share more with Tanner about what the Outbound cruise experience will be like.
Also,
no one be
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would.
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist.
Welcome back to Let's Go Together from Travel and Leisure. We return to guest host Tanner Saunders and his conversation with James Vaughn and Jonathan Bennett about their new travel company, Outbound Travel.
Before this, I know, James, you said you had worked on a cruise ship, but have you cruised together? Like, what kind of led into the idea of this being a cruise?
We have cruised together, yes, and we had a blast doing that. But my history is I sang on cruise ships. That was one of the ways I used singing to see the world. I sang on cruise ships for 2 years with several different cruise lines. And that was, talk about being 22 and gay and finding yourself. That's the way to do it. I had just graduated from college. I was seeing the world, singing in these fabulous shows, experiencing these gorgeous ships. We had on one of those ships a chartered group. It wasn't a whole charter of the ship, just a group came on and bought a block of cabins. And I knew even then, I was like, oh, I would love to be a part of something like this someday and do it again in a way that I would want to do it. So having that cruise experience for myself, Jonathan and I having cruised together and vacationed a lot together, and then having our business partner, Eric, in this, who has decades of experience in the travel and cruise industry.
The gay travel industry, too.
Yeah, we knew this was the right thing for us to do. Plus, like, when you're on a ship, it's cool because you get, like, the resorty experience of a ship, but then you get to see all these destinations. Instead of just one place, you get to see all these amazing spots. And because the vessels are smaller, we get to go into places you may not normally get to go to. Like, for example, Mykonos, the bigger ships, you gotta then tender into Mykonos. You spend half your time tendering, you miss so much of the port. Instead, we're a little ship. We're going to Mykonos and spending two nights in Mykonos, right there up against the edge of Mykonos. We can just get off the ship and come back and forth, and that's your hotel. So we're doing all those things like that to make our experience unique to our travelers. That's why for these first trips, especially our 2022-2023 season, it's got to be ships, because we want to be able to give those experiences to people.
That's what I wanted to ask, actually, was how did you decide where to start and where to go on these trips that you're planning?
Well, the first place we wanted to go was somewhere that was going to be jaw-dropping, that people, once the pandemic was over and once the world was opening up, a place that people would want to see, and especially a place that's a bucket list destination. Because I think one thing the pandemic did for us is realize how many places on our bucket list we still have not checked off, because we had been sitting there dreaming about traveling to different places during the pandemic, and places like Greece and the Greek Isles and Mykonos and the Mekong River, Vietnam, all these places that we wanted to go, we said, why don't we start with those?
Notice how much he focused on Greece destinations for the first three. That's why Greece the first
one. Because there's so many, like, who doesn't want to go to Greece, right? And especially people that have been pent up, haven't traveled. What a great way to dust off those quarantine cobwebs and go out on the world again. I mean, our company is called Outbound for a reason. And what we always say is, now that we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, it's time to come out all over again. It's time to come outbound.
How do you sort of rectify keeping your guests safe, not even in terms of COVID, but just a lot of places aren't necessarily the most accepting to gay travelers. And
right,
a lot of queer travelers are afraid to go certain places because they just don't know how they'll be received.
Well, first off, let's touch on the COVID thing, because that was very important to us as well, because we did launch this company during a pandemic. So we put our outright guarantee on the Greek Isles trip, fully insured. So if there's a resurgence of COVID, if it wasn't safe to travel, people have that peace of mind of knowing you're getting a full refund. We don't want to be those people that take anything to other people in a different country. We don't want to be people that spread a pandemic. We want to do this smart and responsibly.
If there was any reason that it was not safe by our government or by the government we're going to, saying that it was not safe to travel, we cancel the trip and the money is refunded outright, guaranteed.
Because that is important. Safety is very important to us. And that's also another reason we choose the destinations we do, and we choose to partner with the businesses and tour operators and cruise lines that we do. Mm-hmm. Partner with Quasi Europe for our first five cruises. I love their ships, they're gorgeous. And we're partnering with local LGBTQ plus tour operators in these places, because on Outbound, your shore excursions are included. The whole experience is included. You can turn your brain off when you get on that ship. We take care of it all for you. And so we're partnering with the locals to make sure that we are staying within our community and also doing things safely. And also, we are going to destinations where our community is loved and welcomed. Really, it's very important to me. This is one of my things I remember in our business conversations I talked about. It's very important to me that we go places and we support places and economies with tourism where we are welcome. I think that's very important to do. And so that's what we are doing. We are going to those places where you do get to be yourself. And there's something to be said about traveling with a group of 100, 200 of your LGBTQ plus family members. There is just a safety and a peace in that when you go places, to have your squad.
Have your squad with you. And I know that's a huge reason a lot of people in the community don't travel abroad to all these countries, because they're afraid. Like, what will it be like for me? Well, when you come outbound, you got 200 of your closest family members from the community with you. We all roll up on these countries together and we see them together. Not only is there safety numbers, but we're only picking places where it is safe for us to go and that we are welcomed. If it's a country that has any sort of qualm or anything with the LGBTQ plus community, we just simply do not go there, because If you're not welcoming us, we're not welcoming you.
And that's the thing. We really want to highlight that. That's the, if you celebrate us, let's celebrate you. And let's do this all together. And we even have one of the tour operators in Greece actually is going to do a segment where if people have questions about what it's like to be gay here, we're going to include that and answer those questions and bring on an expert that can talk to them about that so people know, because again, safety is very important to us.
For the Greek Isles cruise, our tour operators, right now there is a lovely woman who's a lesbian and two men who are gay that are going to be our tour operators right now, which are going to tell us everything we need to know about what it's like to be gay in these cities.
Will you two be going personally on each trip?
We will be on every single trip, Tanner.
Who starts a travel company to bucket list destinations that says, nah, I'm gonna skip out? Of course we're gonna be at every place.
And let's talk about some of these bucket list destinations, shall we?
Yeah, please tell me.
Let's talk about where we're going. So, for example, this fall, our first inaugural trip is to the Greek Isles, and that's November 1st to the 7th. But wait, Tanner, there's more, because what's so cool is that because we leave on November 1st, we have a pre-package for the Greek Isles trip that happens in Athens, and you get to come and we are going to have a few days that you can add to the beginning of your trip that's optional, and we are going to be spending Halloween in Athens throwing the most amazing outbound Halloween launch party you've ever seen with all of our queens. We're going to be throwing a party. You're going to be able to spend Halloween with a Gods and Monsters party overlooking the Parthenon.
So our host hotel is the Stanley Hotel, and the view, not only is it gorgeous, but the view when
you see the Parthenon
rooftop,
from the roof.
The Parthenon's right there. It's insane. It's one of those things that you just like, talk about bucket list, check.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah, so who gets to spend Halloween dressed as a god or monster in Athens overlooking the Parthenon? What a bucket list pinch me moment.
And that's just the pre-trip.
That's the pre-party. Then we get on the ship, and the next morning we sail off to Mykonos for 2.5 days. You get 2 full nights in Mykonos where the boat acts as your hotel, and you literally get to just come and go as you please and have plenty of time in Mykonos to experience it. Then we're back on the ship, and we're going to Santorini. Then we're going to Rhodes. Then we're having a day at sea, and then we're going to Cyprus. It's such a great trip. You get to see all the Greek Isles that you want to see in 7 days, and then you're headed home.
Yeah, and beyond that, I mean, because we try to make each trip a little different. So we got more, but we've announced the first 5. When we announce the others, we'll tell you guys to fill you in. So then we go into 2022. We have the Mekong River in April and May. Oh my gosh, talk about bucket list, because it's just stuff that's jaw-dropping. You literally feel like you're in a movie as you're cruising through Cambodia and Vietnam and seeing some amazing stuff. And we'll get off in these amazing ports and get to see stuff like Angkor Wat. Literally, you talk about jaw-dropping.
It looks like out of a movie, like you're adventuring out of a movie. Like I keep saying we should give everyone like those tan khaki like shirts. You know what I mean? So we look like we're adventurers.
Yeah.
Maybe like one of those like spy glasses, like, you know, the telescopes. Everyone gets one of those when they get on board, because you're going to feel like you're in an adventure.
Yeah, and I'll do it on a gorgeous ship. And that one's an even smaller boutique experience, just 100 passengers. So you're really getting the chance to bond as you see this stuff. Then we have a Douro River cruise, which if you love wine, if you want to see the gorgeous hills of Portugal, I mean, this is the place to do it. Oh my gosh, when we found out we could put this together, we were both so excited because we're like, wow, this timing actually works. No way. So we're doing a cruise that starts in Berlin at Berlin Pride and then cruises down to Amsterdam Pride. So you get the fun of this gorgeous cruise and you get to be on the ship and experience all the ports. But the first port is Berlin Pride. The last port is Amsterdam Pride. And we're in both for several days with the ship acting as your hotel. So you get to experience 2 of the biggest prides in the world. And it's going to be 2022. So imagine at that point when everyone can really actually celebrate Pride and all the protocols have hopefully been lifted. Wow, it's going to be a party and you're going to get to do it with your outbound family. So we're so excited about that.
It's like a parade float got loose and just kept going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's us.
I know.
And then how many times do you get to go to both Prides in one trip? That's just crazy. And then our final one for 2022 is something that I think all of our Games of Thrones fan,
all right? And so we had to do this cruise. And we were talking about, because again, we had time in quarantine to plot these. And I'm like, all right, where do we want to go? We're ticking off our bucket list. Obviously, Jonathan really, really wanted to do a Greek Isles cruise. Tons of our friends wanted to do it, so we knew that was one. I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. Tons of my friends are. I was like, guys, we should do the Adriatic Sea, because you get to see, I mean, first of all, Croatia. Yes, you get to see all the stuff that was the location for King's Landing, etc. But the beaches in Croatia, Oh my goodness. A lot of people don't know. There's some of the most stunning beaches you will ever see in the world.
And
there's
so cliffs. It's mm-hmm. gorgeous.
Yeah, there's so much cool stuff there. Like in Dubrovnik, there's this place that has a wine cellar under the water. So you go down under the water in to get the wine cellar. Just like
wow.
amazing experiences you couldn't have anywhere else. We're just like so excited and so proud of these trips, these first five, because they're all uniquely different and they're all very much outbound. We're just so thrilled to be bringing everybody with us on these things.
And that's what we want to say. The world is opening up again and we want everyone to come out again. We want you to come outbound with us.
Maybe an unfair question because you haven't done your first cruise yet, but where do you see this going like long term? Like what's the dream for this company to evolve into over time?
You know, we definitely want this company to grow over time into not just LGBTQ plus experiences, but maybe also adding niche experiences for different members and different groups from the LGBTQ plus community. We can definitely see it turning into adding more trips that speak to everyone on top of, you know, the general LGBTQ plus trips.
For us, our main goal in this is to build the family. We want it to be a thing where 10 years from now, our family has gone on all these amazing adventures together, all these beautiful vacations together, and the family has grown. The family started here, it's gotten here, and there's always that sense of community, there's always that sense of camaraderie. That's our thing. We want everyone to just feel welcome. So if 10 years from now, people know Outbound is the place to go where you're gonna feel welcome regardless of who you are, that means we've accomplished our mm-hmm. mission.
Amazing. Since we are out of time, I guess we can actually just like wrap it up with this question. Besides the company and the wedding, which is obviously exciting, what other future plans do you have? What does the future hold for you both?
I mean, right now we can't think past the end of 2022 because we are getting married. We launched a travel company. We're working on our careers as well, doing acting and hosting. We have so much on our plate right now that we're just trying to get through the days and finding enough hours to accomplish all this.
The one thing that I will say we are really focused on in addition to Outbound is as we're getting into this wedding space and we're planning our wedding, we're realizing that there's still so much that needs to be done as far as strides for the LGBTQ plus community in the wedding space. So as we're seeing those, we're trying to use the privilege that we have in this to help open some doors and help create some things. For example, our ring, that is our engagement ring and our wedding band. One side is the engagement and then it flips at our wedding and the other side is now your wedding band. When I was going to propose to Jonathan, we couldn't find, well, I couldn't, he didn't know I was proposing. I couldn't find anything for our community. Where was the specific thing? What's the tradition for two men? What is a good ring that works for this? Do we both get to wear something? How does it work? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to create it. We were the first couple, as Jonathan said, on the cover of The Knot, that's a gay couple, which opens the door now for more people in our community to do that. And as we find these places and spaces where we are celebrated, where they are really making this a joyous experience for our community when they're getting married, we're shouting them out and we're being loud and proud about it. We're doing this whole safe and celebrated thing. We really want to shout out the spaces and places that celebrate us. So couples after us don't go through some of the stuff that we went through. Because isn't that what you're supposed to do at the end of the day? Make it better for the people after you. So that's what we're trying to do. People before us did that. So it's our job to do it now and the next generation keep it going. So hopefully 50 years from now, we fixed a lot of the societal problems.
We're all better when we're lifting each other up, right? I think that's kind of the takeaway, especially as we start this Pride Month and then in this pandemic. But thank you both so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
I think I'm about to go rally some friends and say, I think we're going to Greece in November.
Yeah, you guys should come Outbound.
Come on, Tanner, come Outbound.
I love it. Well, thank you so much and good luck with everything. I hope you guys have a great cruise. And if I don't make it, say hello to Heidi in Closet for me.
I will.
Since recording this episode, the pandemic situation has continued to develop. And Outbound Travel made the difficult call to cancel their inaugural cruise to the Greek Isles due to the CDC advising against travel to Greece for U.S. citizens. Jordan and Jonathan plan to postpone their long-awaited Greek cruise to 2022.
This has been Let's Go Together, a podcast by Travel and Leisure. I'm Kelly Edwards. Your guest host for this episode was Tanner Saunders, experiences editor at Travel and Leisure. Follow Tanner on Instagram at Tizanner. And you can follow our guests, Jonathan Bennett on Instagram at Jonathan Bennett, and James Vaughn on Instagram at James V. That's JAYMESV. Learn more about their company Outbound Travel at IamOutbound.com. Be sure to follow Let's Go Together on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. And if you're enjoying the show, we would really appreciate it if you could leave us a rating and review. Thanks to our production team at Pod People, Rachel King, Matt Sav, Danielle Roth, Lena Beck-Sillison, and Marvin Yu. This show was recorded in Los Angeles, edited in New York City, and can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks also to the team at Travel and Leisure, Deanne Kurzerski, Nina Ruggiero, and Tanner Saunders. You can find out more at travelandleisure.com/podcast. You can find Travel and Leisure on Instagram at Travel and Leisure, on Twitter at Travel Leisure, on TikTok at Travel and Leisure Mag, and you can find me at Kelly Set Go. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here next week for more from Let's Go Together.